You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's a Thursday afternoon. Pete Belevitt, agricultural meteorologist, is on the phone line to look at the weather forecast with us. Good afternoon to you, Pete.
Good afternoon, Todd.
And, well, tell me about the Midwest first, and then we'll traipse around the world and see how the growing regions are doing.
Okay. Well, first, for the Midwest, we have a rather benign period as far as storm systems are concerned. There are no major storms anywhere across the country, just a few areas of showers in the south. And the South Atlantic states have some showers. But for the most part, the weather is dry. There's pretty fair snow cover down through the northern half of the country, especially the western half of the country. So it's a pretty normal-looking day with temperatures forecast for the next week to average pretty close to normal during the period. Starting to start out a little bit on the cold side. We still have a little cold air lingering over the Midwest. Then the disturbance moves along to the east and north of us. Later in the toward the weekend, we get warmed up to about normal. Then the first evidence we see of some shower activity comes around late next Wednesday or Thursday, when we could get some precipitation, which, by the way, is much needed in the area. We're still looking at drier than normal conditions. River levels are pretty low in parts of the Mississippi, where low enough to interdict barge travel, and that's a potential problem. So we still have drought as the problem. No weather to speak of for this week except for these showers later in the week.
And then turn your attention to South America.
Well, South America, we've seen some pretty good rains at this time of year now. They've got some beneficial rain continued in most of Brazil and the main soybean areas of southern and central Brazil as the crop in late stages of development or in toward harvest time. The Argentine, they've also had some lingering rain with field work slowed a little bit in southern areas, but the rain isn't excessive. And it's always good to get moisture in the bank down there. In Australia and other areas where showers benefited summer crops in the east, hot and dry weather in the west came too late to affect crops much. As a matter of fact, they're beneficial because it's aiding in harvesting the winter wheat crop. So the weather's pretty good when we look around the globe on this.
All right. Hey, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
That is Pete Levitt, agricultural meteorologist, joined us here on the Closing Market Report on this Thursday afternoon. Hey, please do visit our website at willag.org. If you scroll about halfway down the page, you'll find a link to a couple of things over on the right-hand side, a way to subscribe to our weekend newsletter. That's a free one. It's a really good one. Dave pins it on Friday afternoons. If you haven't seen it, subscribe there. It's really easy to do so. And then if you don't like it, just about as easy to unsubscribe. So pick that one up if you want. And also hit the calendar tab. There you'll find all of the events we'll be out and about doing over the next several days and months. I'll be on the road next week with the Corn and Soybean Classic. The Voices of Illinois Agriculture event is coming up on the 25th of January. Our All-Day Ag Outlook is March the 5th, and there's a whole bunch of things in between. We'd sure like to have you at all of them.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships